With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Reports circulating this morning of a massive U.S.-Russia prisoner swap in the works. The largest such exchange since the Cold War, it would see the release of American journalist Evan Gershkovich, among others, being held by the Russians. It's been a huge state funeral in Iran for Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, killed by a suspected Israeli airstrike on Tehran.
Thousands attended the procession in the streets of the Iranian capital, where Haniyeh's coffin was carried through the city in an ornate vehicle. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, also led funeral prayers at Tehran University, while Iran's new president, Masoud Pereshkian, stood next to him. After the funeral service in Tehran, Haniyeh's remains are expected to be transferred to Gata for burial on Friday. He was killed in an airstrike that hit a residence Haniyeh uses in Tehran. Iranian authorities say the attack is under investigation, but haven't provided details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump, he vows to return to the scene of his attempted assassination, was back in Pennsylvania last night, although he was not in Butler. The former president held a rally about 160 miles away in the state capital, Harrisburg, pledging to close the wide-open southern border. Mr. Trump says the Biden-Harris team has allowed illegal alien criminals and deadly drugs to flood America.
They're poisoning our country. By contrast, if I am elected on day one, we will begin the largest deportation operation in American history.
The Pentagon, with word of a plea deal involving three of the men charged with plotting the 9/11 attacks, guilty pleas in exchange for sparing them, a death sentence. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 56 points higher. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered the University of California, Los Angeles to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students alleged they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Texas is suing the Biden administration over a federal program providing contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is the Title X program, which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruled that parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule preventing Title X providers from requiring the consent of parents or guardians. SRN News. New poll takes a look at Kamala Harris's potential running mates.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly has more name recognition and higher favorability among Democrats, according to the survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. 45% of Democrats and 3 in 10 American adults have a favorable opinion of Kelly. About 2 in 10 have a negative view, and about half don't know enough to have an opinion about him. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, another front runner, is seen favorably by 4 in 10 adults in the Northeast, but nationally, 6 in 10 don't know enough about him. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is a relative unknown among 7 in 10 Americans, and those with a view are evenly split. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Department of Transportation proposing a new rule that would ban airlines from charging parents to sit with their young children. Under the proposal, U.S. and foreign carriers would be required to seat children 13 or younger next to their parent or guardian for free. More details, SRNnews.com.